Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and it's time. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. It is time for truth. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time for real solutions, and remember, all lives matter. We're all important. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, amongst these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not necessarily the pursuit of free stuff, okay? And how about a little bit of truth about what's going on with the COVID vaccine? And how about what's going on at the border with all these little children being abandoned? What a crisis. But you know what? The mainstream media doesn't tell you things. That's why you need to tune in here to Awaken America and Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We're going to empower you with truth. And you know what? It's not all about politics. Because you know what? Politics means many ticks. And you know what? Seriously, politicians are a bunch of ticks. They're disgusting and bloodsuckers. They really, really are. So this is just truth. Time for truth. Carol Ann Parisi. And, you know, it's so sad to see these poor children talking about he came with a group and they just abandoned him. From Mexico, these poor kids. I mean, if somebody had a shit ton of money, it would be great to start a foundation for these children to empower them and teach them the English language and have them become citizens of this great and loving nation that is fabulous under a foundation of our true foundations, our Judeo-Christian beliefs in this country where all men are created equal. See, we're a country of equality, systemic equality. Okay, we have rugged individualism, yes, but we are a colorblind meritocracy. And I'm sick and tired of hearing from stupid people that say we have systemic racism. You know what? Kiss my rear end. This country's great. In this country, women can do everything. They don't have to wear hijabs. They don't have to be subservient to their husbands. They could tell their husbands to go pound sand if they wanted to. Okay, women can start businesses in this country, and we empower that. Black women, yellow women, white women, Asian women, Hispanic women, brown women, everybody. Anybody can start a business in this country. But no, we're busy giving people free money. Free stuff. Free stuff. And taking away freedom. Come on, awaken America. Come on, people. Start waking up to the truth. Okay? There's some great things about this country. Yeah, okay, so we're not perfect. Did we have slavery? Yeah, I guess that was like, you know, 300 years ago. And it was black Africans who facilitated the slave trade, just saying, I mean, you know, you know, yeah, so there was horrific stuff. My forefathers weren't here. They were in Italy. Then they started escaping Italy because of Mussolini and fascism. And pay attention, folks. But anyway, let's empower ourselves. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires, and that is, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can be the change we wish to see in the world. You know, every day, go and do something. You know, be that change. Each one reach one, each one teach one. Go be the change. If you don't like the way something's happening, do it. Go do something about it. Okay, instead of bitching about it. I mean, I showed up, stand up, and spoke up. I'm not going to shut up. You know, I mean, really, There's so many things going on right now. So if you are a true patriot, there's plenty for you to do. Huh? Get on a campaign. Find somebody you love that's going to be represent your values and go work your tail off for that person. Okay? I mean, there's stuff to do. But anyway, this is Carol Ann Parisi. I have, really great, some great things here I want to share with you. I got a book today, and it's the coolest book. It's Prayers for Emotional Wholeness. And, it's for people who are a little stressed. And, this is really, really, really a time for anxiety. So, Lord, help me not to feel anxious about anything, about my future or getting my needs met. Help me to trust that you have brought me this far and that you will bring me the rest of the way. Help me not to worry about things, but to tag my concerns to you with prayer instead and leave them in your hands. Okay? Now, this is something, it's called Prayer for Emotional Wholeness, 365 prayers for living in freedom. And it's by Stormy Martian. And that's really, really empowering. And the scripture for today is Matthew 6:25. I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So, this is a really empowering kind of thing. And, God, as we go through this crazy time, give us empowerment through your Holy Spirit. And, God, we trust you. Let us learn to trust you better. And here's another. This is just some really good stuff. Anybody that can get one of these, very important, to be free of anxiety and depression, to be when you need hope and joy in your heart, to get free of the past, to be rescued out of trouble, purpose and future, okay? There's some really good things in here, and it's I would highly suggest to find one of these books, Prayers for Emotional Wholeness. It's really good. Very good, very good, very good. And, I've got something here from a wealth management company. I find it to be extremely interesting. Our federal debt is actually insane, which means higher taxes for years to come. It's absolutely concerning potential and long-term effect that this manufactured COVID, because now they're starting to find, isn't it amazing, they're starting to find out that this could have been manufactured in a laboratory. Imagine that. The federal government spent trillions, which means it's your money if you're a citizen of Illinois, a taxpayer, spent trillions of your money stimulating the economy, causing the federal debt to grow higher than the size of the entire economy. That's the GDP. So the last time the federal debt was this high as a percent of GDP was the end of World War II. The top individual tax rate rose above 90% until 1964 and remained above 70% until 1970. Today we live in a low tax environment with a maximum individual tax rate of only 37%. Proposals to increase, thank you, Joe Biden, proposals by the Biden administration and the leftists that Democratic socialists like Benny, the billionaire Bernie, or maybe he's just a millionaire Bernie, I'm not so sure. But anyway, to increase income, capital gains, and estate tax rates are under consideration right now. See, for families and business owners and real estate investors, a proactive tax management strategy will become an increasingly important element in your wealth planning. See, the government may be reaching deeper into your pockets, but it also supports something called a tax avoidance to push its social agenda by intentionally creating ways to reduce your tax obligations legally. Tax avoidance methods are not secrets because they are part of the tax code. Elite wealth managers, accountants, and tax attorneys should know all about ways for you to avoid paying more than your share of taxes. So contact, this is from Arlington Wealth Management. You can call them at 847-670-4030. And they send out some really good information. But, think about it. The Biden administration is going to go dig deeper into the hardworking taxpayers' pockets. That's not going to bode well for small businesses and real estate investing and things that, you know, help to create wealth. I would suggest everybody get some good tax accountants and tax attorneys, even though Joe Biden doesn't think black people can do that. Like the leftists believe that black people can get IDs that they're unable to. But folks, wake up. Wake up. You know, it's time to awaken America. It's time to really hold some of these Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg accountable, okay? I mean, you know, I'm all about wealth and wealth building. But, Trump tomorrow night is going to give an address to North Carolina at the GOP convention. And you could watch it on Newsmax tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time. The pre-show begins, which is 5 Sung Show for Mountain and 3 o'clock on the left coast, which I'm hearing some of their gas prices have hit $6 over there, which is absolutely stunning. But, thoughts are things. We become what we think about. We can have whatever our heart desires. We are empowered and endowed by your Creator, and we need to think and grow rich. I suggest everyone gets the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Also, get Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Fabulous books. Russell Cromwell's Anchors of Diamonds. The Secret was based on, I forgot that guy's name. Oh, boy. Anyway, The Secret was based in another book, Old School. This is what made America great. This was from the turn of the century, and it was fabulous. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So hang out with people that are positive. Don't hang out with people that just crab at you all the time and how somebody's always trying to take stuff from them and how they are entitled to this or whatever. You know, that's really going to bug me. I mean, I got here Norman Vincent Peale, Power Positive Thinking, which is fabulous. But, oh, my goodness, it's really going to bug me. I have to find out what book Rhonda Byrne read, what book that was. That would be very interesting. I forgot. It's not Russell Cromwell. And as soon as I see it, influenced Rhonda Byrne. Sorry. And Secret. Let's see, Secret. Jeez. Let's see. We'll figure it out. I would love to say it's The Secret. It was influenced by Wallace Bottles, The Science of Getting Rich. Duh. That's right. Yes, that's a great book. The Science of Getting Rich is a great book by Wallace Waddell. You can download it online. Many places have it. The Secret was released in 2006, and the film is great. We can at some point give them away. But you could go ahead and read the original book, because I think its copyright is over with, The Science of Getting Rich. And you could download that, and that's old school. Tons of YouTube videos. If you really wanted to get it, you could do it. It's fabulous. Free, from YouTube, The Science of Getting Rich. You can do the audio book. You can do the videos. And they say it's an exact science, okay, and the laws. And it's really, really, really awesome. And, risk is not just money, man. I guess Wallace Wattles wrote this in 1910. Look what was going on in 1910. Some really cool things. Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, there's free PDF here. Let's see. I think it's a free PDF. Let's open it. Let's see. Okay, let's allow this. Free PDF of the book, Science of Getting Rich. Yeah, here you go. Fabulous. Science of Getting Rich, 77 pages by Wallace D. Wattles. Oh, huh, it also shows the secret. The Science of Getting Rich was written by Wallace D. Wattles in 1910 by Elizabethtown Publishing in New York. The original text is in public domain. So you can just download it. Whatever may be said about praise and poverty, the fact remains that it's not possible to live in a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. Okay, that's what some people have said. So, you know, you can do it. You can do it. It's pragmatic. Edison did it. Marconi did it. Remember, Edison never gave up. He just kept on going. So, you know, there is a science to getting rich. And it is an exact science, like algebra, arithmetic. There are certain laws which govern the process of acquiring riches. And they can be obeyed and learned. See, the ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. A certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get people rich. While those who do not do these things in a certain way, no matter how hard they work or how they will remain poor. There's a mindset. There's a poverty mindset. When you keep blaming people and always looking outside of yourself for, oh, you know, oh, my brother-in-law stole all my inheritance, or, you know, always, you know, complaining about not having enough or whatever. First of all, gratitude is a huge attitude of abundance, okay? So just, there's so many great things. You can download some of these things. They're great. Free. There's also, I mean, 1910 is definitely public domain. So let's see what else. And as I said, you could always go to the, whatchamacallit, the YouTube and listen to it. You know, see that. So let's see what else we've got here. So many beautiful things. You know, they call it, you've got a right to be rich. There is a science. Is opportunity monopolized? The first principle of getting rich, increasing life. Yeah, there's some great stuff here. Remember, it's in public domain. Free. So you can share it with other people. We'll share it with you here. I think I could probably go ahead and, you know, do a show on this, but I don't know. A lot of work to do that. We did the great Think and Grow Rich. Maybe we will. I like bringing a lot of other things in. Maybe we will do just shows on that. Don't know if that's something some of our other co-host would want. But anyway, there's a lot going on, friends. You know, you got to be well, you got to be blessed, you got to be free, you got to be that change you wish to see. I'm going to just kind of slow my roll here. I've been doing some stuff with Me and See, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. It's a great book, Daily Devotionals. I could read that to you too for today, because today is the 4th of June. This is our 100th episode. Oh, my goodness. So here, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is what God wants from us. And it says, welcome challenging times as opportunities to trust me. See, God wants us just to trust him. You know, but we got to also take action. You know, we can't just lay back. That is an excuse. You have me beside you, and my Holy Spirit's within you. So no set of circumstances is too much for you to handle. That's right. You could do all things through Christ who strengthens you, Philippians 4:13. When the path before you is dotted with difficulties, beware of measuring your strength against the challenges. Just focus on God, okay? Just focus on God and Jesus with you. The way to walk through demanding days is to grip God's hand, Jesus' hand, and stay close, communication with God. Constantly be in prayer. That's a really good thing. Let your thoughts and spoken words be richly flavored with trust and thankfulness. Gratitude, we just said that. Regardless of the day's problems, I can keep you in the perfect peace as you choose to be close to God. So, anyway, again, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Sorry if I'm kind of an show today. I'm tired. I just haven't done it in a while, and it was just time to do a show. So, again, be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. Awaken to Empowerment. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Hold your lawmakers accountable. Go ahead and create your ideal life. Be an entrepreneur. Be the change, okay? And be a freedom-loving soul, because your freedom is being taken away. And stick with the holistic health programs. Peace, love, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off with Boston, and this is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Let's play a little Boston to check us out. After the Great Awakening, it's time for truth. Yeah, baby. Peace. See ya. Ciao, ciao for now.